I wanted to do a show here, talk about mastering the flip, the art of gymnastics. I had a mindset of putting the show together where we, you know, I like to talk about business. You know what I mean? Doc, you know what I mean? Oh. Doc's not here to get involved with the conversation. That's, they got me in the studio by myself. And I'm on time. So let's go back into the subject. I'm thinking if we bring Bragg into the conversation. Bragg? Where's Bragg? Can I get a sound effect? Where's Bragg? Oh, man. One more time. Where's Bragg? Hey, give me a ding for being on time. Oh, man, I love this show, man. This is definitely Bravery Studio. I love this place. But all jokes aside, yesterday we had a real nice we had a Four Mics podcast like preview party, and it was dope. It was super fantastic. Everyone was there. Mishimi, remember what happened when you was, hold up, sound effect. Mishimi, remember what happened when? Mish not here. Here. So with that said, in 2020, the whole move for the whole movement of the Four Mics podcast, our listeners, our people that's following us on Instagram at Four Mics NJ. That's 4MICSNJ. That's 4MICSNJ. Four Mics NJ on Instagram. Or if you want to check me out personally, you can catch me on Fireman T-shirt. Yep, that's firefighter at firemant-shirt.com. You can get your T-shirts there at firemant-shirts.com. Great place right there. If you want to go to our YouTube page is going to be at Four Mics Podcast NJ. That's Four Mics with an S, Podcast NJ. Let's clap it up for Wall Street for being on time and just making this show more than what it is. If my co-hosts were here right now, I would pop a bottle of champagne, but they're not. So, sound effect for not being able to pop a bottle of champagne. Darn it. I love it. We have these new flyers out with these debonair pictures. Give me a sad sound. I had to cut my mole afro for a photo shoot. Why can't I be the guy with the mohawk afro on the photo shoot? What's going on? But it's all right. Because now, I'm back to the short. Clap it up for the short hair curl. The short hair curl. Yeah. Thank you very much. Sometimes you have to sell it. Got the smart guy glasses look going on. Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Look. I got people, they got my Instagram live, right? I got people waving and happy. They don't even hear the sound effect, but I feel like the vibe is so right, though. I'm about to wave back to everybody. Wave at everybody on Instagram. Let's get a ding for everybody on Instagram. I love it. You guys just got dings. If you're on my Instagram live, I just dinged you. I got a lot of firefighters on my Instagram live. I just dinged you guys. I hope you liked it. One more ding for all my firefighters who got dinged on my... You guys... You don't understand the conversations that goes on at some of these firehouse, like, lunch tables. I did an interview, right? And they would ask me, like, what are your biggest accomplishments? Like, what are your best moments in the firehouse? And some, like I said, we got different best moments. Some of your best moments are, like, when you're in the field, backdraft type stuff. And then some of your best moments are, like, just kicking around the house with, like, your bros. Shout out for my bros. Give me some dings for the bros. I love it. You guys don't know it, but you just got ding. Three more dings for the bros on the Instagram. I'm dinging you guys. I'm going to hear about this in my house. Watch this. I'm going to hear about this next days. But, so life is good. We're going to take a break for now and give the Four Mics podcast some time to get back to lunch. Shout out to my co-host. I love you guys. It's been fun doing this without you. Let's give a ding for the only guy in the room on time for the podcast. Look how much time has went by and no one's here. Wow. They call me Wall Street. You can't call yourself Wall Street and not be about your business. Just thank you. Yo, if you can hear the sound effects going on in my ear, I'm like in a full feature film.
Shout out to Torch Lounge, yo. I had some juice while I was there, and it definitely set me back.
Oh, that's what happened?
It definitely set me back.
That's what happened this time?
That's what happened this time. Okay. So, Four Mics is straggling today. But you know what? That's real. Sometimes, you know, when you grinding and we like, listen, the doc is in town, you know, we have limited time to sit down in the studio and be together.
That's why you gotta be on time.
We gonna do this event last night, and then we gonna come in the studio and knock some time out.
That's what they told me.
Did he bring? Can I have some of your Vaseline? Is that like cocoa by the Vaseline?
Yeah, Marvin. I got the Vaseline. I got the water. I got the champagne. I got the Thank you. I got the flyers from last night. Give me some more. Look, I was here on time.
Listen,
I
was so responsible.
I was so responsible. I went on the air by myself and do it for y'all, man.
Listen, that's
I
why
put
we
it
got
on for my peoples,
you
man.
You put it on for your people, and guess
Come
what?
On,
we
yo.
Appreciate that.
Yo, using my Vaseline right now. Say that, man.
But is it the cocoa butter Vaseline? No, it's oh.
Oh, you trying to play me though? You trying to play me though?
It's the cocoa butter Vaseline. I want to take some of this home with me, can?
Oh, I'm in these streets. The boy's name is Wall Street.
Where
all right?
in Newark can you pick up the cocoa butter petroleum jelly?
May I answer this question?
Yes.
Right at the dollar store across the street from Torch over there on Bergen.
Shout out. We were out on Bergen Street last night. If you missed it,
come on,
you probably
man.
Heard about it. You definitely missed it. Shout out to Torch Lounge for hosting our first private listening session. Shout out to DJ Q
Bass.
He and the owner of Torch got on the mic, and it just set it off.
Hey, Marvin, we got to listen. Marvin, go ham on the sound effects this episode. This got to be, especially
Marvin,
what I'm talking, because I was on time.
Marvin,
thank me for one time being
listen,
on time.
We told you, don't take leads.
I didn't take leads. I did from, it for the crew.
Don't take leads from him. He is on 10 this morning. I like his sweater, though. That's a dope sweater.
Yo, ding me, kid, for the thing. Thank you.
You just going to order your own sound effects?
No, I'm just saying, let's be real. Where's Bragg?
Bragg is coming inside.
Whoa. Marvin, where's Bragg?
He's coming inside. Bragg was here before I was here. Meech is on her way. And you know what?
And where's Young Wall Street?
You know what? You want a star for today? You got the star. You know what? He's the student
when
in the class.
When she says star means ding. What did I get?
When you ever had a kid in the class that wanted public affirmation for everything you do, right?
Whoa,
listen,
doc.
Listen.
Don't be no doctor. Nobody actually say no. You analyze my situation.
Listen.
Not a couch. I'm talking
KG,
on a mic. Hold up.
KG, you was here on time.
Thank you.
You bought the petroleum jelly with the coconut butter infused in it. That's another star.
Mm-hmm.
You can only get 5 stars in a week.
Yo, like, are you thirsty, ma'am?
You brought me water.
Ding.
What else you want? Oh, you even bought posters from last night. You collected.
Ding.
Give him another one. And you know what? You recorded a solo session on behalf of your crew. 5 stars.
Come on, that's like 12.
He gets
stars.
The 5 star
that's
rating.
It? Hold on. You said
there's
a star.
There's only five.
But look, I also got the sign-in sheet from
this
last
is
night.
This is what I mean. You was the annoying kid in the motherfucking class that just wanted it all. Listen, okay, you on the honor roll. You on the principal.
I am an honor student. You're right.
You the hall monitor.
I finished with
you,
honors.
You the bathroom monitor.
They
what else
me.
Do you want? What else do you want?
Come from the mud, girl. I'm from the streets. I'm from the dirt. Ding them for being from the dirt and making it happen and being on time. Come on, man. That's for the people, man. The kids need to see this. They need to see me. I get up. Oh, y'all be playing with me. And listen, let me now since you talking, she the girl that damn it. Almost we ain't had the flyers because I had to break it and do breaking and entering. I go breaking and entering because she ain't put the flyers where they supposed to be.
Listen, I drove down. I got our Four Mics publicity done. If y'all have seen the flyers, you've seen the images. Give us some feedback. Also, we had, shout out to the Four Mics team, though. Seriously. Let me tell y'all the beauty of this said team.
Hold up. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, my God.
Young Wall Street.
We're in the studio, and he answered the phone with you on speaker. You on the mic right now, Mishi.
Hey, let's shout out. Give me a sound effect for Mishi Me being on the mic and not being in the actual studio. That's what I'm talking about. Let's clap it up for Mishi Me. Clap it up. Yo, Mish, I'm telling you, I'm looking at you on these flyers, boo, and you look fabulous. So fabulous, but you're not here. Sound effect for her not being here.
Good
point. Oh, damn.
Anyway, shout out to our team. The beauty of us being in different spaces and different places and working on this project, everybody came through and pulled through on getting things done and across the line. If you don't have a team of folks who you can call and not delegate, but everybody step up and take on the task. Hold on, pause. Number one, this brother is wearing Mardi Gras beads again, because I guess that's his signature. And I told him, y'all, I said it was a nice sweater, and it is. It's got like the polar bear. It's purple. It's got a little Clemson pride going on, right? It's like purple with the orange polar bears, I guess, and it's got white polar bears too. But I am a sucker for elbow patches. But I'm looking at his sweatshirt.
Give a dang for the elbow patches. Thank you, sir.
I'm like, why are his elbow patches in the front?
Kind of like a teddy bear thing going on.
The elbow patches was in the crease of his arm, and I was like, I was like, KG is always doing something different. I was like, you know, I don't know that I would have bought a sweater like that. And then the moment of enlightenment, the man had his shirt on backwards. With the tissue hanging out of his nose from whatever nosebleed situation. But he wants kudos for being on time. You know what? You back down to 3.5 stars for showing up half ass. On time,
on
a half ass.
I'm doing it for the people. Look at this jacket, boo.
But wait.
It's fuchsia. Say something.
Can we listen?
It's fuchsia.
It is fuchsia.
Fuchsia, boo.
But he's got on the black and white leather jacket, the purple sweatshirt. The purple sweatshirt, y'all. The blue khakis.
These are actually tactical shoes.
I said khakis. Those are pants. I think he has on my black polka dot socks.
Oh, you gonna go there? You gonna go there? That's all you got?
I'm serious. I have those same socks.
Okay. Well,
I was being sincere.
These came from Marshalls. Thank you very much.
I got mine from Marshalls too. Shout out to Marshalls. Oh, Marshalls, boy. Give us a sponsorship package.
Hello.
How about that?
Hey. She is not for the stuffs. She is not. Got you some water, queen. Clap it up, Mishi. Give us keep them claps going, people. One more round, please. You don't need a minute to get in your seat. Keep them claps going. Take your time, boo. The club needs you. Keep them claps going.
Yeah.
We got a new invite into the ring. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, Mishi. We were just going through KG's.
The queen is back.
We were just going through KG's.
How you doing? You like my outfit? Thank you. It was fuchsia.
But he had his shirt on backwards, so we had to handle that situation.
He always pulling up old stuff.
Good morning. Hello. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Hey.
Hey.
What sound effect you got for Mishi Me when she first got on the mic? Hey.
I don't know. Mishi, I thought you was bringing coffee.
Dude.
Coffee.
When I looked at what time it was, I was like, we're going to have to scratch the coffee, but I really need.
But we
I got
go
man
get
voice
it on
and
a break.
Everything, son.
Listen, we was at Torch Lounge.
You used to be sexy on the mic. What happened, boo?
You got a whole piece of cotton tissue.
I had a nosebleed situation this morning.
Up your nostril right now. Live and in action.
Situation.
Yeah, we done went through that.
And you had a situation because you got Mardi Gras beads on. Did Marvin, we talk about that?
Marvin.
And one thing for the Mardi Gras bees, too.
With the polar bear.
This is a nice sweatshirt.
Thing for the sweatshirt.
Thing for the, with the elbow patches. I like the elbow patches, but I'm sitting here talking to him.
Oh, keep it.
Yeah.
But wait, I was sitting here talking to him with the tissue hanging out his nose, and the elbow patches right here. The elbow patches was in the crease, and I'm like, what is going on?
Give me
on?
All for the elbow patches being
you
in the crease.
Between the Mardi Gras beads, y'all, the polar bears in orange.
It's hard out here for Wall Street.
It's a lot, but he is here.
On time.
Why my chest hurt like I smoke 6 cigars?
Oh, listen. Shout out to Torch Lounge.
Torch Lounge is where it's at. Yeah. I had such a great time. I don't know if we...
Hey, I was thinking on the way over here, we throw very nice parties. Well, first, you already know we've been doing that. Yo, our parties always be popping off. Yo,
our parties, we've been doing it for a minute. Swag. It's not necessarily new. But can I just tell you, before... I got distracted. We were talking about the power of a team.
Let's ask Bragg how he feels about it. Oh, but he's not here.
Bragg is pulling himself together.
Yeah, he is. Oh. I saw him outside. Okay. He looked like he needed a hug.
How all y'all see everybody outside, but nobody's in the studio at the seat? Let's ask Bragg about it. Bragg, say something in your sexy voice, but he's not here.
He's getting his sexy voice together.
Yo, he better be doing some push-ups or something, man. What's going on?
I don't know. That's your brother. Go talk to him. Give me a mission.
You know when we call him?
No, go outside.
Go outside.
Go outside.
Listen,
we need you to go get our teammate.
I just want to get a ding
can
for
you go
being
find
on
a steak sandwich. That's what you can go do. I'm hungry. They ate all my pizza last night.
And I brought pizza and I got the pasta with the chicken Alfredo out there. Did
but you know I can't eat that.
Well, I wasn't for you right out there.
Oh,
by Marvin. Clap it up for Wall Street.
Can you take your headphones?
Go get some. Okay. Go get some.
Well,
wait,
no.
Go get some.
No,
go. Clap it up. Keep the claps going.
Y'all, it is mayhem. Nobody is focused this morning.
Whoa. There's one person's focus in here, and the person's focus name is Wall Street. Clap it up for Wall Street again.
Wall Street is not focused.
Yes. You're welcome, boo. She's eating that pizza with the garlic sauce. I told him to take the tomato sauce out and put the garlic sauce in it instead of the cheese, and got the Parmesan cheese bread. It's kind of, that's how that tastes. I try, you know, I got the, because you know you get them, I don't only do Domino's like that.
I don't like Domino's.
Yeah, but what I had them do was I said take the tomato.
Shout out to Domino's, sponsor for Mike.
Thank you. Take the tomato sauce out and put the garlic sauce down there. You see what I'm saying? And they got the Parmesan cheese, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
That's ding enough for that piece of selection for Wall Street. This guy
is
on.
Can you go get your brother?
I would, but I got to run this podcast.
No, you don't have to run the podcast. The ladies want to leave a message for you. Go.
Let's clap it up for Wall Street standing here being in place for Bragg, holding them down. Clap it up for Marvin, the king. Yo, it ain't a podcast if it ain't bravery. You know what I'm doing? Drops and all
so,
that.
So let me
ask
you a
question.
Y'all
want to talk about life for real? Or y'all recapping?
We had an event last night, as we said, at Torch Lounge. I want y'all to tell me y'all's top, we're going to start with Meesh, top 3 moments of the night.
Hold on, give it a second. She's still eating pizza.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I got time, y'all. I put it on the line. Clap it up for Wall Street for putting it on the line. All right, that's my last one.
Top three moments, the first one.
Oh, y'all, that's my last one.
Okay.
This is going to my head,
okay,
we're
going through that.
Yeah, if you don't have a podcast,
you
go
got
get
your
one,
five.
Yeah.
Okay. You got your 5 stars for the day.
I'm good with 5 stars?
Back away from the mic.
Okay. Give me a ding, I'll back up. All right.
So, last night's listening party started off with a big...
You smacking on the mic, though.
I'm sorry. Listen... I was trying to finish like eating this little
I was trying
little
to give
bite,
you some time, your
a
girl.
Pizza. Yeah, no, she's on in beast mode.
Try to come for me though, you see
that,
right?
I know, but you know, it's all love. I'm trying to get through this little bite, but I think as soon as I walked through the door, me personally, as soon as I walked in, the DJ was set up, and I saw the place because I had never been there before. Shout out Torch Lounge. T, the owner, very warm and welcoming. I like the setup of the place. It seemed very private and intimate. And as soon as I walked in, I was like, this is North. Like, you know, as soon as I walked in, I just automatically felt that community, you know, vibe. And I was right, because the vibe, the energy, working with T, the owner of Torch, the DJ, DJ Q Bass, he showed us nothing but love all night. So I would say as soon as I walked in, I felt warmly welcomed. So that was probably one of my top. And other than that, I think it was just, I don't want to say top, but what a funny moment was when we was like doing our little pregame huddle. And we was trying to get on the same page, y'all.
Oh, boy.
But the reality is, we real life, and we was struggling. We was struggling to get on the same page. And I can't tell y'all enough, it really does feel like a family. Like, when brothers and sisters go at it, and they like, oh, my God, you get on my nerves. Would you just listen to me for 5 seconds? Damn, you stupid. You like, we go through
all
of that.
Yeah, that's what they
were
saying to me, y'all.
We go through all of that. It's real life.
And we had that little moment. Wall Street, man.
Trying to get Wall Street in his vibe, getting in his zone. We was trying to get in our zone. And once that Bel Air came through, listen.
Who brought the Bel Air?
Yo, you come through every time.
Yo, man.
Every time.
I put it all
he came
on.
Through with that Bel Air. We had a little toast. And from there on, we was on our A game. And the rest of the night was just, it was just great. I think
great
we
time.
Had a nice flow. Yeah.
So I often say, shout out to everybody that came through last night. Mo, who's been on the show, I told her a couple of weeks ago when she first came out with Young Wall Street, myself, Bragg, we were down at AC, and I said, you got to take a nap. Because you show up thinking it's going to be one thing.
Oh, you just know about how to get down?
Yeah. And it turns into a whole other situation. And on a positive vibe, right?
Yeah,
like, it's a positive vibe.
We all
have a
good
time. We look out for each other. Last night, we was like, all right, 6 to 8. We was like, 6 to 8, come out for the listening party. We're going to the, and then maybe we'll go somewhere for after party. The DJ was supposed to be there for 2 hours. Shout out to DJ Q Bass.
Yeah, I was the last one to leave.
You were. Listen, it turned into a full blown house music.
Yeah.
Sweat coming down off the walls.
Oh.
Turn up,
clap
joint.
Clap it up. Let's clap
it
up. Coming to the stage.
DJ QB.
Winning about 235 solid Pitbull frame. Knock him out, knock him off. It's the man, the juice, the one and only, the get down. He ain't even bragging when he says his name, though. Let's bring to the stage my brother from another mother. Smother all the other brothers. Bigger, dugger, bugger, booger, 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 bugger, bugger. Brad, clap it up for Brad. The king's in the building. What are you going to do with Brad? I don't hear Brad. Turn his mic up. I want to hear this dude. Make sure you on.
Shout the bravery.
Yeah,
shout
sure
the bravery.
On. I want to hear it. Bravery up. Bravery up.
Four mics. God. Four mics. What's
bravery
up, people? What's up?
We are going through the top three moments
night. Let the man introduce himself. He just got here.
I'm already introduced.
You just did a 5 minute
I'm
intro.
Saying let the man talk. He
oh
might want to give something to the show.
Okay, go ahead.
Yo, King Bra, anything you want to tell the people out here, man? You look fresh right now.
Oh,
you know?
Man, I ain't catching up with you yet, bro, but I'm trying.
He got it together.
I'm trying, yo. He doing it today.
Yo.
Nah, we had a great time, man.
Yes.
We had a great time,
yes.
Man. That was a hit last
yeah,
night, man.
Yeah, I woke up with a nosebleed, man.
That's all right. That's okay. That's okay.
Did you lose your tissue?
I'm not
ew, 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 ew.
I got another one inside.
Don't thank me while I eat. Don't do that.
I'm going to get him. You know what I'm going to do? Shout out to Bravery Studios. Bravery up.
You got
I'm going to step away from the mic. I'm going to quarantine the situation a little bit. Fix my nose. You know what I mean? Give me some new tissue. I'm going to let the Four Mics podcast crew have a break. Yo, you good, bro? You ready, bro?
I'm always ready,
you
man.
You need a pillow? You good?
I'm always
that's
ready, yo.
Pillows. All right. I'm going to step away from the mic.
Let's just step away
let
from the mic.
Let the rest of the crew get their vibe on. I got the flyers, the post. Ding me out. Flyers.
Get
posters.
Off.
Water. Bel Air. The sheep from last night.
You got Bel Air?
Oh, do we get Bel Air?
He got Bel Air.
Shout water, out to Bel Air. If you're interested that. In sponsoring for
yeah,
Mike.
They need to put that bread up.
You always got a bottle
they
of
They need to put that bread. I'm tired of
waiting. We invest in y'all.
We need to talk. Okay. I'm gonna get
go
it on
ahead, go ahead and get the tissue. Pick up the tissue off the floor so Marvin doesn't have to clean up bodily fluids.
No nose
fluids.
Candy. No nose candy.
That's all you got, Jack. You just got here, man.
The 5'11's on, I see.
Oh, always
clean. How y'all feeling today?
We struggling today. She got pizza. I'm waiting for a break for coffee.
Okay.
And coffee.
Okay.
Top three moments from last night. If you have three, not necessarily three.
The turnout, number one. Everybody seemed to be energetic about what we're doing. I would have to say number one, though, the amount of people that came up to me that wanted to get on and be a part of Four Mics, and we let them know that the fifth mic was for the people, so they still a part of it.
The love was real.
Yeah, the love was super real, yo.
Nobody came up and told me about the love, really.
Because you was partying. We gonna get to that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I tried to interact with the people and, you know, really get the vibe of the crowd and see what they was feeling. So that was like, real big to me, the fact that people actually wanted to get in on what we already created. That told me that it's an organic thing. And then it's real, and it's already got life. It's already got wings. So, you know,
people was definitely drawn.
Oh, but what?
Drawn them in.
Basically, and I say the third thing. The third thing was just y'all. You know what I'm saying? Being able to see y'all outside of the studio, you know, interacting, mingling. Mm-hmm. You know, in your own element on the big stage, you know what I mean? You know, it was a good venue, a cute venue, but definitely seeing y'all interact and seeing that the glow was definitely real and not just in this room right here, you know, when we come up here for our recordings.
Right.
So that was, yeah.
Aww. You know what I'm saying? You don't have an awe, cool. Marvin? He's being distracted. Yeah, he's got Marvin distracted. Right. I mean,
I'll do it. Oh,
thank you, Misha. Thank you. It was shout out to everybody that came out and showed love. I was kind of joking. I was partying a little bit,
a lot bit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I do, y'all.
It was those LITs.
Yeah.
It's the Long Island.
Yeah, they took my soul. But listen, I'm gonna just keep it 100% funky. When I got music in a dance floor, leave me alone.
I know. I was like, hi, excuse me. You remember we supposed to have a little program here tonight?
I'm just like, well, that's just my element. That's just my vibe. And I can do that all day, nonstop. My feet just started, and I took off my shoes, and then Tasha yelled at me. So I put my shoes back
on.
Yelling
at you?
Oh, yeah. She don't play
she
that.
She was like,
take your
that's
shoes
not
on.
What we do.
Yeah,
that's
you
not
gotta
what
keep
we do.
Your shoes on.
Gotta keep your shoes
okay.
on, bro.
Yeah.
But I think the people, the love, Domino's on Bergen, your chicken wings was fire.
Those chicken wings were out of
those
this world.
Those chicken wings were great.
Listen, they come in for, speaking of Newark, best chicken wings in Newark. Domino's on Bergen Street across from Torch Lounge.
Tell them well done. Them chicken wings were
well done.
Out of this world.
If only we had some right now.
If only we had some
when
right
we
now.
When did we get there? We going to be
so we were
live streaming.
Listen, we were at Torch. Those
send
wings
some up.
Were
somebody
fire.
Send us up some Domino's all flats well done.
So, all flats well
that
done.
Was out of this world, yo.
Did you go and do an order yourself?
I did do an order
myself. I did order too. It's over. I'm back.
You did another order?
Clap it up for me being back.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
I forgot to pitch the damn. I forgot what I wanted for. I didn't even.
Oh,
I might start leaking. I didn't even get
you
the
stop
damn,
the leak?
I forgot what I went out there.
What time is that?
You went to stop the leak.
And I forgot why I went out there, 50. Though.
Mm. That means the leak was stopped, though.
Okay.
Maybe it stopped.
Just open
I got
the
another piece in there. Stick another piece
but
in
don't
there.
Open your, don't open the belly and you just put your finger in your nose.
So bossy. So bossy this morning.
Me?
So good.
You can't be a boss morning. And not be on time. You can't do both.
That's not
true.
Domino's
it's only
is
one,
at in this area.
It's only one. That means it's only one
no,
boss.
I'm always the boss.
Don't do that.
That means only one boss.
I'm always the boss. The boss don't have to show up on time. The boss just sets the time.
I was going to give you that.
Can I just step in and say, I've gotten nothing but positive feedback from last night's event, you know, from all ages. So just to be clear, we had some folks. I'm sorry, I'm bringing it back because
she bossed it back.
I like it.
My a couple of people in the crowd are on the mid-20s side.
We which definitely is, have some mid-20s in the
Yes,
building.
Absolutely. And even they said, oh, this is fun. Like, and I didn't think that what we were talking about would resonate with them. I didn't know if they really, to be honest with you, cared.
Right.
But they did, and they came through, and they was like, no, I like, this was a lot of fun. This was something different that they hadn't been to before. And I just feel like, and then also too, some folks that were there that were that are our peers and as far as age, thank you, King Peace. Listen, they just were like, I got y'all. We supporting y'all the whole way through. Okay. Like we feeling what y'all put together. And
I think one of the things there was a young woman that came up to me. After we finished, so last night what we did, we put out some sound bites, we played our intro, we gave the people a couple of snippets from the episodes that you all have probably heard, but this was the first time, so people have been hitting us up like, we want to hear what y'all working on, we want to hear what y'all working on. Last night at Torch Lounge, they got to hear a piece of that, and I think I was a little nervous because you never know how people are going to respond to something when you put it out there.
Well, they're going
to
understand, well, right? Like, understand, what you're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what this woman came up to me and said was that she was so excited about it, and she was just having a conversation with someone else about how do we get some more positive messages out about not just the city, but also the potential that lies within the city. Mm-hmm. And she's working with young girls, and she really wanted them to hear some things that positively reinforce where they're from and what they're going through. And she was like, I showed up tonight and this is it. And so she was like, I'm in full support. Whatever y'all need, I wanna support y'all. And I think there's often a perception out there that folks of color don't support each other. Mm-hmm. But shout out to everybody that showed up last night at Torch Lounge. Shout out to all of our followers, folks sharing, folks coming up and asking how they could be on the fifth mic.
So many people like, y'all need to sub. I can sub in.
They like, can y'all be the five elements?
If somebody was to stick, you know, I could come in and take their spot.
I had people that showed up that I was in kindergarten with. I had people show up that was me and Misha's former teammate, high school friends. My prom date showed up.
Prom date showed up. Shout out to Artaholics. The owner of Artaholics was in the building as well. And those are two really good supporters. They do lots of graphic design, brand development, and whatnot. I could see us doing some things with them in the
future.
I just saw that word. You're wearing Artaholics.
Yeah, this is Artaholics.
We gotta do some Fireman t-shirt wear.
We gotta talk about that.
Shout out to all the business owners, entrepreneurs that came out, showed love. It was really, really something special. So,
can I close this out?
How do you know we was done?
Because it's about to be an hour. Ding for being on point with the time. We gotta wrap this show up. So, may I close this out? Since I was first, I mean, first is last.
You know,
and then the last
you know
will be first. Is that how I
know? Servant leadership.
All right, so
that's
with that said,
episode. We're going to talk about servant leadership.
That's the one. I'm ready for that one.
You're not ready for that one.
I think it's going to be about me.
You're not ready for servant leadership. We're going to talk about it.
I can't wait to hear it. So, with that said, thank you for all those that came out yesterday and that were able to attend and be one with us. You are the fifth mic.
Love y'all.
We love y'all dearly. I'm speaking on behalf of the total Four Mics crew. You can follow us on Instagram at Four Mics NJ. That's Four Mics, 4MICSNJ. Four Mics on Instagram. You can check out our YouTube page where we'll be posting videos. You might get to see exclusive footage of me with my nose bleed on camera.
I can.
You might be able to get that footage at Four Mics Podcast NJ. That's Four Mics with an S, 4MICS Podcast space NJ. That's on YouTube, you know what I mean? And you can also follow us on Facebook at Four Mics Podcast NJ. That's Four Mics, Mics with an S, Podcast. No crazy bonic spelling in our Four Mics Podcast at NJ.
We love y'all.
Facebook.
Thank y'all so
check
much.
Check us out on Facebook.
For supporting us.
We love y'all.
Torch Lounge, and, DJ Q Bass. Thank you for everything.
And one more time, and the name of the Fifth Mic, I, KJ Young Wall Street, who here is on time, want to give a toast. We're doing a live toast on air. And the Fifth Mic's for the people. Let's clean
cheers.
Up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Give me, there you go. Thank you, sir.
Can you get the plastic, like, nicer cups? Because styrofoam.
And we're out. You can cut her off. You cut her mic off. And we're out.
It's bad for the environment.
That's the end of the show.
it won't ever.
Yeah.
What show was that?